Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's going to clear? Bozak lays it in. There's 10 seconds to go in the Western Conference Final. Seven remaining. And the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in 49 years, have done it. You can bring out the Boston Bruins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The final call of the Western Conference Final as the Blues close out the Sharks. That was Tuesday night with Chris Kerber on the Blues Radio Network, and they promptly pumped Laura Branigan's Gloria all the way through the arena. We are really excited to welcome a guest who was there on scene. And this is one of those cool rags to riches stories, which I absolutely love. So we wanted to talk more about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's welcome Chris Raby, who does pre and post on the Blues Radio Network, before handing off to Chris Kerber. So Chris, what did it mean to this franchise to get back to the Cup Final for the first time in nearly a half century?
Yeah, it was incredible. This is a organization that means so much to the city of St. Louis, and it's pretty remarkable that they've been in the league for more than 50 years now. They've only missed the playoffs 9 times, so it's been a team that's been really good and really competitive, but for whatever reason, they've only been to the Stanley Cup Final 3 times, and like you alluded to, it's 49 years since they got there last. Only the 4th time they had been in the conference final really in the modern era. So it's I think hard to almost sum up what it means. I think that hockey fans in general, but Blues fans in the city, are so incredibly passionate and have been so galvanized and united almost by the just heartbreaking ways that seasons have ended for really, really good Blues teams. And this was a team this year that had incredible expectations going into the season because of the moves they made over the last summer and some of the trades they made, some of the players they brought in, and things went horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. So, in some ways it's been a rough couple of years for the city of St. Louis. So I think maybe it's almost fitting that this team went from last place, literally the worst team, tied with Ottawa for fewest points in the league on January the 3rd, to now going to the Cup Final. And, I saw fans, generations of fans, alumni, people literally crying last night. And I think that says what it means to the city, to the Blues alumni base, which is pretty incredible. And the players that are on the ice and they're going to be getting things going in Boston on Monday, I think certainly recognize it.
This is a great rags to riches story. That's how I was describing it on the air after they clinched the West Final. And so the idea of them being in last place and then having to rally to even get to the playoffs is impressive, let alone now winning their third series, this one over the Sharks, in 6 games. What happened that they had bottomed out in early January?
Well, things just, for whatever reason, went really poorly the first couple of months. And the week before Thanksgiving, they made a coaching change and dismissed Mike Yeo and promoted Craig Berube, who was the associate head coach and who had been the head coach in Chicago of the AHL team. And then on January 7th, after another gut-wrenching loss on the 5th, a Saturday, I still remember it, against the Islanders, Jordan Binnington, who has been in the organization for a number of years but has never really gotten an opportunity, he was up and he got a start. He got his first career NHL start at age 25 on Monday, January 7th, in Philadelphia. And they beat the Flyers that night. He, was fantastic and had a shutout. And then he was great again and was great again and was great again. And he's been in the net now for the last 4 months. And, I think it's a unique thing in hockey that a goaltender can singularly change the course of a team. Like in football, you can have a great quarterback, but you still have to have a good defense, right? In baseball, a starting pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, can only pitch every 5 days. But in hockey, if you have a goaltender that gets really, really hot, you can go on a run like this. You saw it with Cam Ward when he took Carolina to the Stanley Cup. You saw it a couple of times in recent history, and Jordan Binnington has done that. He's always been a guy who's played very, very well in the minors and at every level of professional hockey, but for whatever reason, just never got an opportunity. And I guess right time, right place, plus him just being fantastic, I really believe that he is the reason this team is here. He's been unbelievable, just has an incredible attitude and is just incredibly calm, almost to the point that it can be frustrating because you don't realize unless you're around him a lot that it is just his personality. And he's been remarkable. So that really is the simple answer. It's been Jordan Binnington. The team obviously has played great around him. And here they are getting ready to take on Boston.
Chris Grabe is the pre- and post-game host for the St. Louis Blues Radio Network, now headed to their first Stanley Cup final since 1970, have never won Lord Stanley's Cup in their franchise history, so a great opportunity. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. In the series against the Sharks, we know the handball, quote-unquote, in Game 3 in overtime that obviously put them in a 2-1 hole, but then they come back, and not only did they win three consecutive games, but they outscore the Sharks 12-2. And you mentioned the Binnington part, of course, limiting the Sharks. They don't take advantage of their opportunities. But what happens with the dozen goals? That offense exploded and really seemed like it dominated and controlled the puck for most of those last three games.
Yeah, they did, and they have been so good 5-on-5. They responded really, really well in Game 4, and I think it all started with kind of the way they decided to approach the way Game 3 ended. They just didn't really comment on it. They said, it is what it is. We got to move on. And we heard some different things from the Sharks when things didn't go their way the next couple of games. And, you know, I think it really was a credit to the Blues that they were able to move on. They went out and they backed it up. And I think you could tell that there was an anger, a determination, a focus to say, all right, that game may have been taken from us, but we are going to take the rest of the series. And they did that. I think also the physical style that they played really started to wear down San Jose. The Sharks came in after playing 2 7-game series. So we saw them start to get a little banged up. That probably contributed to what the Blues were able to do offensively in Game 5 in San Jose. And then last night, just the levee kind of broke. You know, they get 2 goals in the first. The Sharks make it a 2-1 game, and then the Blues really pull away. So I've just been really impressed with their all-around game and, you know, the way they've been able to go about it. The power play had been an issue at times. They finally got that going, scored power play goals now in the last 3 games. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen on Monday, because a new series is a new series. But I really feel like this team, as I reflect on it, they're a better team now than they were a week ago, than they were a month ago, than they were 2 months ago. And, you know, they seem to be peaking kind of at the right time on and off the ice. So it's a group that's really focused. I can't speak to, you know, Boston. I'm sure they have the same focus. But I'm just impressed, Amy, that, like, last night after they won, they enjoyed it for a minute and then said, you know, we realize that we're on to the next task and we realize that there's a lot of work to be done. So, you know, I think sometimes that can get a little cliche, but, you know, I've been around this team a lot, and that's the way they've gone about it, because really since January, they've played, you know, kind of a playoff game or a playoff-type game almost every night and every single week, because they really haven't had a choice. So they turned the page after Game 3, which is what they've been so good at doing, good or bad, since the calendar year turned, and I think that was the reason they were able to close this thing out.
All right, one thing I have to ask. It's awesome that the team was able to do this and get back to the Stanley Cup final in its own arena, because that doesn't always happen. So really cool if they could celebrate. I used to listen to Laura Branigan's Gloria nonstop when I was a kid. Had no idea that was the Blues kind of pseudo theme song. What is with that? I love it, but why?
Yeah, so they were actually, it's funny, the night before Jordan Binnington got his first start, the Blues were in Philadelphia. It was Sunday, January 6th, and they were watching the NFL playoffs. And I grew up in Chicago, a huge Bears fan, so it pains me to say this, but I believe it was the Cody Parkey double doink game. And they were in a bar, like seven or eight of the blues guys were in a bar in Philadelphia, and for whatever reason, they were playing that song in Philly.
Oh,
and when the Eagles won, drunk guys in the bar were yelling, "Play Gloria, play Gloria," and they were playing that song. So the Blues were, you know, having a good time, having a few drinks, and the next night they go and they beat Philly. They finally maybe get a little mojo going, and they go into the locker room after the game, and somebody yells, "Play Gloria," and they played it. And then they won again and again and again and again. They had a 12-game win streak in February, and that became their locker room anthem, and they play it after every single win. And now it's taken the city over. Actually, our flagship station for the Blues, KMOX here in St. Louis, one of our sister stations, an FM station, every round the Blues have closed out that station. It's called Y98.1 FM in St. Louis. They have played 24 hours straight of Laura Branigan's Gloria.
Stop
so
it.
I think that as we talk right now and we creep into Thursday morning here in the Central Time Zone, the 24 hours has just passed, but hopefully, I don't know what they'll do if they win the cup. Maybe it'll be like a week straight of Gloria, but the city loves it. They're playing it at Cardinal games now. I'm literally driving around the city and hearing people blast it in their cars or on their porches. It's become the anthem of the city, so it's become pretty great. And hey, it's a really legitimately great song.
Oh, it's great. It is. I hope she knows. I hope somehow she found out.
Yeah, I mean, it's been huge on social media, and it's been a pretty incredible phenomenon. So everyone's having a lot of fun with it.
Awesome. Chris Raby from the St. Louis Blues Radio Network pre and post game with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I was looking at your Twitter, and I saw that there was a link to an interview with hockey great Brett Hull, and you quoted it as perhaps the greatest interview I've ever had the pleasure of being a part of. Why? What did he say?
So that was last night, and you can see, like, the video. He's wearing our headset that is right next to the Blues bench where we have, you know, walk-off interviews with players.
Right.
And this was right after the game, and he was so emotional and talking about what the city of St. Louis means to him and what the Blues mean to him. And he said, he's got kind of this raspy voice. And he's like, if we win the cup, it's going to be incredible. They're going to change the laws in St. Louis, and the bars aren't going to be closed. And I'm not going to leave any of the bars, and I'm going to be there for a week straight partying. And it's just, it's so authentic, the love that these guys who have played for the Blues have. And it's an incredible community of alumni, and guys like Brett Hull and Keith Tkachuk and Al MacInnis have, you know, stayed in St. Louis and raised their families here and have given back to, you know, the St. Louis hockey scene. St. Louis had, you know, five kids drafted in the first round a couple of years ago in the NHL draft. Like, it's become an incredible hockey hotbed. You know, this guy, Bob Plager, who was one of the first Blues ever in the 60s, in the expansion era, and was then the head coach of the team and has had every role within the team. He still paces the hallways during the games. He can't even bear to watch. He gets so nervous. And
Aww. And
all of these guys are still around. Wayne Gretzky's around, and Chris Pronger's around. And it's just, I could go on and on, but it's remarkable how much this means to them. And Brett Hull last night, when we talked to him, it was probably 30 minutes after the game ended. He had been in tears down by the dressing room, outside of the room, just because of what this means to him. And to hear that last night and to hear him just talk about the city and really, to go back to your original question, talk about the fans and how happy he is for the fans and how he wishes he could have brought a Stanley Cup when he played in St. Louis on some great Blues teams to the fans, it was remarkable. So, you know, it's more than just the team. And, you know, not only have the Blues only been to the Cup three times, they've never won a game. They've never won a game in the Stanley Cup final. They've been swept all three times. So it's just, it's really bubbling over. And, you know, aside from the fact of imagining being in a bar for 24 hours straight with Brett Hull, which would be pretty legendary, just to hear the emotion in his voice last night and to know that, you know, this organization is perhaps 2 weeks away from doing something that I'm sure a lot of people have never imagined they could actually do. It was pretty incredible. It was a cool night last night.
Awesome. You can find Chris on Twitter at CHRABE with the Blues Radio Network. Actually, I guess
with
you
both,
do the Cardinals,
yeah.
Yes. Though right now we're not talking about that other famed St.
Yeah,
Louis
we won't
team.
Do that, yeah.
Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Great to talk to you.
You got it. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.